Quote, I spoke out publicly on behalf of girls and our right to learn, and this made me a target. In October 2012, on my way home from school, a masked gunman boarded my school bus and asked, who is Malala? He shot me on the left side of my head. Life was normal for normal people, but for those people who had raised their voice, it was now a risky time, end quote. You may recognize this as the story of 15-year-old Malala Yousafzai, a citizen of Pakistan who was shot for using her voice. The ability to use one's voice without fear is foundational to what makes the United States great. Our founding fathers recognized this and granted United States citizens freedom from tyranny in the form of the First Amendment. The First Amendment states that, quote, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances, end quote. Why do I believe the First Amendment is the key to what makes the United States great? Well, though freedom of religion, speech, and the press are often taken for granted, these rights are anything but normal. In July of 2019, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo stated in a speech that 80% of the world's population lives under religious restrictions. Think about it. 8 out of 10 people live with limited to no religious freedom. According to World Population Review, just 20 countries in the world guarantee their citizens the right to free speech. That leaves 175 countries in which their citizens are not guaranteed the right to free speech. China is just one example where First Amendment rights are non-existent. A Chinese reporter writes about life without First Amendment rights, saying, quote, we are almost extinct. No one is left to reveal the truth. The government has made its citizens ignorant. The public's eyes are blind, their ears are deaf, and their mouths have no words, end quote. Without the First Amendment, the government isn't held accountable, the public has no voice, and the truth is suppressed. The First Amendment grants us the freedom to discuss politics and policies with both passion and civility, realizing that the ability to disagree respectfully with a fellow American is one of the foundational principles of the United States. America is great because freedom of thought is encouraged, freedom of religion, speech, and the press are guaranteed, and government accountability is a bedrock principle. In many nations, the people are held accountable to the government. In the United States, the converse is true. In their collective genius, our founding fathers recognized the importance of establishing a government which is accountable to the people. The United States is great because it was built upon freedom of religion, speech, and the press. However, we must never forget that freedom is anything but free. The United States was built upon freedom and has remained free due to the sacrifice of brave men and women. As U.S. Army member Charles M. Province writes in his poem, quote, it is the soldier, not the minister, who has given us freedom of religion. It is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech, end quote. We can never repay our founding fathers who so wisely wrote the First Amendment, or the soldiers who so bravely fight to preserve our First Amendment rights. But we can show our gratitude by recognizing the duty we have in preserving this great United States. Therefore, on behalf of our founding fathers, soldiers, and those like Malala who could only hope for the freedom we enjoy, I implore you to exercise your right to vote, engage in our nation's politics, be active in your community, let your voice ring out in the public square, and be grateful for this great country. Founding Father Thomas Jefferson once said, quote, freedom is lost gradually from an uninterested, uninformed, and uninvolved people, end quote. If freedom is lost by being uninterested, uninformed, and uninvolved, then I challenge you to preserve this freedom by being interested, informed, and involved citizens. For it is the freedom to practice the religion of our choice, the right to freely express our thoughts and opinions, and the selfless sacrifice of veterans that truly makes the United States the greatest nation on planet Earth.